if you've got a pet that can do something practical, like the baboons in ancient China could do, you know, my dog could open the door. Maybe there isn't any, but 0207-224-2000, we're still doing records that cancel each other out. Any other business from the other side of the table? Because we'll play a record again.
Do you remember the little rhesus monkeys? I remember being incredibly surprised by the little, I think they were rhesus monkeys. Yeah. They were trained to do all kinds of things, looking after people. They could open doors.
No.
They could do anything.
Where did you see this?
This was on Tomorrow's World or the news a few years ago.
Tomorrow's World, I'm going to do a monkey eye.
No, I think it was real. It was happening then. And so this is old news, if you like. It was a few years ago. But they were trained to do useful things, to look after people who couldn't do those basic things for themselves.
Why didn't they put people in the being 2/3 of the world out of work? I would hate to think a monkey would be... Remember, a mouse, we're going to have to let you go.
No, but I remember they could open the door.
We've trained a rhesus monkey to sit there and argue with me. But I'll buy it, because monkeys do stuff.
Well, this is it. You know, the Egyptians did it before.
No, they did. The Egyptians were smart. They taught them to wait on table. Now, it's all very well having someone looking after the terminally ill, I know. But humans, I think, if I were terminally ill, I would not like to think I was so far down the pecking order of care that they've put a monkey in charge of me. I would feel my last days were expiring to no great effect. But if I were certainly at some kind of banquet in front of the pyramids, and up come a huge monkey with a tray of drinks, I would say these people really are the cradle of civilization.
What do you think you'd tip a monkey?
A banana.
Yeah?
Is a good money in 20% of the banana.